A key part of the Biden administration's plan to distribute free COVID tests depends heavily on the United States Postal Service. White House officials say that effort is going well, with tens of millions of tests now being shipped. But the U.S. Postal Service remains under intense scrutiny for its customer service and delivery, its finances, and how its workforce is dealing with COVID. Jeff Bennett has our report.
Diana Wall of Arlington, Virginia, says she went a full week without mail delivery last month.
It was terribly frustrating. If I'm mailing checks, let's say for health insurance or things like that, then I begin to wonder, are those being delivered?
For me, the medication is life-saving.
Paul M. of Atlanta, who asked that we not use his last name, relies on at-home delivery of his medication. In 2021, he says those deliveries through the U.S. Postal Service started taking longer to arrive. Then one week in November, he says nothing showed up.
That package that I missed, it showed that it was delivered. Showed on the U.S. Postal Service website when the tracking. It showed that it was dropped off at the front office at my apartment complex. It wasn't.
He says he missed a week's worth of doses.
I had to space out my medication and actually ration it, which isn't good for any medication. Ever since then, I have not received my medication through U.S. Postal Service anymore.
And he's one of scores of people nationwide who complain to the NewsHour about delivery delays at USPS for everything from medication to bills and birthday cards. The U.S. Postal Service reported that during this past holiday season, it delivered more than 13 billion pieces of mail and packages with an average delivery time of less than 3 days. But reports of delays and frustrated customers are still piling up. We asked postal workers why. Mark Dimenstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union, says one reason is worker shortages caused by COVID.
We have between now 15 and 20,000 people a day who are quarantined, officially quarantined. So that has an impact on service.
Since the start of the pandemic, the union tells the NewsHour, nearly 200,000 of the roughly 650,000 Postal Service employees have had to quarantine at some point, with more than 90,000 positive cases. Kimberly Carroll, president of the Iowa Postal Workers Union, says she's seen a similar COVID crunch.
We don't have enough people to process and deliver the mail, and we're working even more hours. In my area, they're actually making deliveries on Sundays in order to try to keep up with the demand.
The Postal Service says it has put in safety measures, including face mask requirements, social distancing inside facilities, and contact tracing protocols to keep workers safe. USPS also told the NewsHour that it's increasing staffing as necessary, and in most cases, it has the resources to ensure on-time delivery.
Beyond the pandemic, postal advocates point to a larger overhaul of the independent government agency, led by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, as the main reason for the issues. His plan is aimed at fixing long-standing financial problems at the U.S. Postal Service.
I would suggest that we are on a death spiral.
In early 2021, DeJoy testified before Congress and argued the agency needed dramatic reforms to avoid a financial catastrophe. The 10-year plan unveiled last March, among other things, opens longer first-class mail delivery windows, from 1 to 3 days to 5 days in some cases, reduces post office hours, and raises prices for postage.
Our dire financial trajectory, operational and network misalignment to mail trends, outdated pricing, infrastructure underinvestment, inadequate people engagement, and an insufficient growth strategy all demand immediate action.
Action that's needed, he says, to avoid $160 billion in losses over the next 10 years. The U.S. Postal Service declined NewsHour's request for an interview with the Postmaster General. Since 2007, the U.S. Postal Service has reported net losses of more than $90 billion, in large part due to a 2006 law that requires it to pre-fund employee health care and pensions. Another factor is the major drop in mail volume, which drives profits. Over the last 20 years, the Postal Service says first-class mail shipments have declined by half. To address this, one part of the 10-year plan shifts emphasis towards shipping packages, which is more profitable. Veteran Postal Service employees, like Kimberly Carroll, say they understand the financial challenges, but are wary of DeJoy's plan and the impact on customers.
We're seeing the impact, the change in service standards, the raising of prices, and the changing in our networks. Our customers are not getting the deliveries that they are expecting in the timeframe that they are expecting, and they're frustrated because they're paying more for the product.
Changes made to postal delivery under DeJoy, who's a major donor to former President Trump, sparked outrage in 2020 when critics blamed him for service slowdowns ahead of the November election. Democrats accused DeJoy of attempting to sabotage the delivery of mail ballots, linking him to the former president's anti-mail-in voting rhetoric. DeJoy denied those allegations. Democrats are now at odds over how to handle DeJoy, who can only be dismissed by the Postal Service Board of Governors. I asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about this recently.
What's the White House position on the persistent delivery delays that the Postal Service seems to be experiencing, at least anecdotally? And DeJoy's current place is Postmaster General.
Going back to the holidays, 97 or 98% of packages from the Postal Service were delivered on time. So there may be anecdotes from that 1 or 2%, but that's actual data. We have expressed concerns in the past about DeJoy's leadership. DeJoy, that was a little slip there. DeJoy's leadership in the past, that has not changed.
The Biden administration is relying on the Postal Service as a critical partner in its COVID-19 strategy, tasking it with delivering rapid COVID tests to any American who wants one, deliveries that started ahead of schedule.
We're making 1 billion at-home tests available for you to order and be delivered to your home for free.
Mark Dimenstein of the Postal Union says that underscores the value of the Postal Service.
What's happened in the pandemic and what's happening with this test kit project, again, just fundamentally shows to the people of the country how important it is to have a public entity. There's no private entity that could get a test kit to everybody's home, because a private entity is going to move packages based on whether they can make a profit. Postal Service is a service here for everybody.
With the mission, he says, not to make a profit, but to serve the American people. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeff Bennett in Washington.